You get to be king for another 10 seconds.
Yeah. God, they let anybody in here.
Oh my goodness.
I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, December 12th, 2019.
All right, Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here. All right, can you please all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance? I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Kind directors, do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Thank you, sir.
Second.
Actually, it does go to me first. What am I thinking?
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, directors.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Yes. All right. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. What say you, board?
Madam Chair, I move the consent calendar is presented.
Thank you, Director.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director.
Okay. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you. There are no presentations this evening, so... Good evening, Mr. General Manager.
Good evening, Board.
Nice to see you.
We had some trees removed and pruned at Ambrose Park as scheduled. It was phase one. How we did this was I looked at the most critical trees that needed to be taken care of right away, and they were identified in the estimate that was provided by the tree service. And then we had phase two and phase three. The reason that we did this is the cost. It was rather expensive. The most expensive project we've had is part of the tree maintenance program that we instituted months ago. Unfortunately, there was a little mix-up, and not only did they do phase one, but they did phase two, and they did phase three. Work that needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
However, that work was not approved by the board. I explained that to them, that we have a budget for this. That's why we went to phase one. So we will not be able to pay that bill until the board hears this item and approves the expenditures, so they won't be getting a check pending board approval and consideration until the end of February. So that's where we stand. Well, the trees are nice and safe. They're all done. They've done a fantastic job. The balance is pending. We want to play by the rules. Auditorium doors, that project is still alive after so long. It's been a year now.
Right.
We couldn't get any bids. It turns out that our representative from the county ended up talking to one of the contractors on a similar project in the city and asked them why they did not put in a bid for Ambrose. They said, we never received the information. So I tracked it, and their contact is incorrect. So I get a bad email. So I tried it again, and it did get kicked back this time. And I looked at you look at it, make sure all the dots are in the right place, and still nothing. And so after calling and pursuing this for, it must have been a week and a half, I did finally get the correct address, submitted information for their consideration. They came out and looked at the doors and said, yeah, we're interested in this. And so the process is we have to put an RFP out again. We have to follow all the rules and go through the process once more, but we may have somebody interested in doing it this time.
Yay.
And more interestingly, is that when she gave me your card, I noticed on our card the contact information is wrong. Yes, so they're...
So it wasn't us.
Yeah, it wasn't us. So
yeah.
Anyway, we'll wait for that. And we've had this happen before where we thought somebody was interested, only to pull out later. But anyway, we still have an opportunity to possibly use the CDBG funds for that project. The auditorium floor, we did bid that out, and that will be, maintenance will be done on that floor on December 30th, I believe, and it'll be a one-day process, then it'll have to cure because they're going to put a topical treatment on that to protect it for 3 years.
Is that during the time when we're closed?
Yeah, well, yes, it is, during the furlough. Interestingly enough, we've already got 8 rentals for 2020, and that's quite a bit for this time. We're a little ahead of schedule. Last year, we were in kind of an off period for renting the main auditorium, but this year it's kind of picked up. So when they start using it, they'll have a brand new, fresh floor. Tree lighting and breakfast with Santa. The events were very nicely presented and attended. The breakfast with Santa was, yikes. There must have been upwards of 400 people that showed up to that.
Wow.
It was line after line after line, and nice. It was just really well attended. I asked Lori for some information about our website in relationship to some of our events, and she provided me a printout, and what they do is take a snapshot in time. And we had 23,500 people visit our site for the 6 events, so we're reaching a pretty broad group of people for these events. So it's been quite successful as people start to migrate more towards our website for information, and then of course social media. And what they do is when they get it, they just pass that information on, and it's kind of word of mouth electronically. So it's working out well. The lease agreement with SparkPoint ends December 31st of this year. I've contacted the county on a number of occasions trying to locate the person that would be responsible for renewing the lease agreement. David Silva, who used to negotiate the contract, is no longer with the county. So we have somebody new. And I put a call into him today. I've actually put in several calls just to get an update. I'm sure the provisions are that once it expires, it goes to a month-to-month until the new lease agreement has been negotiated. But I just wanted to, you know, let the board know that this will be coming up for board consideration, assuming that the county will be interested in continuing to lease our facilities.
Is your feeling that they just... Is your feeling that they're going to renew, or is your feeling like they just kind of didn't realize it was coming up for renewal?
Both. I think that they're probably going to renew, and that they just, with this transition, just lost track of it. And we kind of earmarked that, you know, when we notice something coming up in the lease agreement, we will flag that so we have time to, you know. And I have been trying to get information from them, but with the difference in personnel, it's kind of slowed the process down. So we're hoping that we have something for the board to consider, possibly at the January meeting, but we'll see.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it for my report.
What are the dates that the center's closed? What's the furlough date?
The 20, half day on the 24th, is that right?
We're closed the 24th.
We're closed on the 24th.
24th through January 1st.
So opened again on the 2nd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Why? I told somebody much more time. Okay. Thank you so much. Any questions, directors? All right. No legal counsel reports. We're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the board of directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Mr. Delano Thompson. I love your hat. Awesome.
Good evening, everyone.
Good
evening, sir. Just a quick and short report. During after each event that we do, I like to let the board know the how everything turned out. And since we were using the facility here, it was once again a true blessing for Thanksgiving. We had way over 4,000 pounds of groceries that was given out that day. White Pony brought in two large trucks of food. And it was good stuff this year. One of the new things that we did this year, instead of having a board and members cook, we had everything catered in this year. Mimi's Cafe did the stuffing. Back 40, they've been doing our turkeys for the last 4 or 5 years. Costco kicked in this year. They did us 100 rotisseries. So with pumpkin pies, sheet cakes, and rolls. And so the dinner-wise was great. The sheriff department is amazing as usual. They deliver close to about 300 dinners, along with groceries. And out of all of those, they only missed three people. And trust and believe, we got the call from the three people. And so so we 2 days later, we delivered the groceries out there, one in Pleasant Hill, one in Concord, and one in Antioch. And I guess the most rewarding one was the one in Antioch. This lady was 90 years old.
Wow.
And so I told her, I said, well, you know, she said, are you Mr. Johnson? I said, yeah. She said, do you know you miss me? I said, I didn't know, but I know now. I said, well, I'll make sure we'll get you some groceries. I said, I got a special gift for you.
Oh.
So I took a bottle of that Armani, Giorgio Armani perfume, and she was ecstatic.
Nice.
You know? So everything went beautiful there, you know, so that was awesome. But overall, it was a great time. We had about 33 different organizations that participated that day. And we had tons of volunteers. So it was just awesome.
How many people did you serve?
It was peaceful. Probably with the sheriff department delivery, probably about 600-700.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a steady flow. And then once the groceries came out, I mean, it was coming out of the woodworks then. You know,
right.
It was. I guess the word really got out there, so people was coming up with trucks, you know, and they had this one Hispanic group. They did. They have the dancing horses.
Oh, yeah.
They put it on Facebook, and I mean, people was coming up with trucks, and then they was going up and down the street passing out food and stuff. A lot of the homeless came and got food, so it was a great event. So as usual, it was just a blessing, you know. And I really enjoyed it. And I want to thank the board and the general manager for allowing us to use the facilities all the new clothes. And we had all new clothes this year. White Pony made sure that we had all new clothes, coats, sweats, thermals, socks, gloves, hats, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't last but a couple of seconds,
right.
You know. But it was beautiful. And the other good news is that our stove has been approved, and I haven't been able to go to Lori, but as soon as she comes back and we get the letter, then I'll be receiving a check to sign over. So
who's donating the stove?
Hinkle.
Nice.
Yes. So.
Who's our contact at Hinkle now?
Well, Eric Wolcott, my contact, and who I've been working with is Mary Jo. And Dan, they come to the cap meetings.
Yeah,
right. You know? Okay. So I showed the general manager the text that I received to let it know. So we just got to change the amount on from the initial letter, and then we'll get a check, and we'll get our stove.
Wow.
So next year we'll have a new stove.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Great. Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you
so much for everything
really
you do.
I really appreciate you. It's just awesome. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, happy holidays.
I want to say thank you, Delano. It was a great, I mean, coming to Vigo. We get together now,
yeah.
And we were pretty rowdy at our table.
Were you?
So
with the sheriffs there?
You got to eat this year?
Even with the sheriffs there.
I mean, they were trying to sing church songs, and we would just, I don't know where these people that I was hanging
out. Did you change it to Donna Summer songs?
No, we were just, but it was, at one point I kind of felt like, oh my God, these people are going to throw us out. But
nice.
It was, and the food, it was amazing. I went back there, and I couldn't believe the amount of food that was back there. It was like, you know, and it was, everything. It wasn't just like apples and oranges. I mean, it was it was bags and bags, and people had to like step around to get to it, and it was just amazing.
Really?
Amazing. And like I said, I didn't go till late. And as far as the clothing, I helped, and it, you know, people were really nice. They didn't take just to take. The new jackets, you know, they lasted a while, and the shoes, you know, it wasn't like people were just taking stuff, you know, they tried it on if it didn't work, so people behaved really nicely, and it was really, really well taken that volunteers were doing. They have bags, everything was really good.
Nice.
Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you for lining
up. Did you take pictures, Salim?
Yeah, we got some.
You have it posted somewhere?
I will have, and then I'll make sure you guys get a copy.
Thank you.
So maybe we can put them on our website?
Yeah, we'd like to post them.
Okay.
We're proud of our partnership.
Yeah.
I sure will.
Yeah. Thank you so much for everything that you do for Bay Point.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. We don't have any board matters.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't have to read that. I've almost got it memorized right in time.
Well, we have a public hearing item, so.
Okay, so moving on to public hearing. Is that under board matters? Do you have to? Okay, and I'll continue on. Request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Public hearing. Consider adopting resolution 19-20, 19/20-02 to execute an energy service agreement with Cicerco Energy Solutions, Inc. to implement a comprehensive energy project for the district that focuses on energy efficiency and solar PV power generation. Sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a public hearing, so we will hear information from Cicerco, and at that point we'll open the public comment for anybody that wishes to speak on that closed public comment that will go back to the board for consideration. What we're doing this evening is before the board is presenting a project for board consideration. This project identifies energy efficiency measures that the district can adopt to lower its carbon footprint and eventually realize some cost savings to the district. The district facilities are quite old and they're not as energy efficient as they can be. So there's a proposal. The proposal is brought to us via the California Government Code section 4217-10 and 4217.18, which allows for energy service companies to come and provide proposals, and the district can accept these projects if they can demonstrate that the cost would be no more than we're spending currently for our energy costs. This project that you're going to be considering tonight is the approval of the project as presented. However, it's contingent upon receiving approval for a loan from the California Energy Conservation loan application that we've submitted that the board previously approved. It's a low interest loan. We have not received that approval yet, so this is a contingent upon that. And of course, we've let the vendor know. That's what the board is considering tonight. It's the project only, subject to getting the funds for the project. We will take out a loan to pay for the capital improvements, which will include a variety of things that Gabe will be talking about and presenting to the board.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be finding, considering the proposal and agreeing with the findings of Cicerco And at that point, the project, you can either approve or deny the project. With that, I will let Gabe Johnson from Cicerco, and I mean, am I saying that, you know, it's always Cicerco, so it's kind of weird.
Cicerco.
Yeah, that's kind of a tongue twister. But anyway, Gabe's here tonight to make presentations about the proposal and to answer any questions the board may have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, while he's coming up, just as a side general manager on the energy service contract, whereas the facilities listed under this spelled wrong.
On the actual contract?
On the contract.
On the actual contract?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Let me see where that is.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Director. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, board. My name is Gabe Johnson. I'm the account manager for the Secretary of Energy Solutions. And the nature of our business is to work with public agencies to do these types of projects where we identify opportunities to reduce energy conservation and often create energy in solar to offset the usage in those facilities. So for your particular project, we spent several months with an energy engineer who walked around the different sites, spent a lot of time in this particular facility, spent some time with the facility staff, asking questions about how things operate, et cetera, and ultimately created a list of various what we call measures, energy conservation measures, that could be taken on under this project. The direction that we had from the beginning, from day one, was that there was no capital available for the project. And so the strategy was to find enough energy savings, dollar savings, by implementing those measures, whereas those savings would offset the financing cost to pay for the project with a maximum of 15 years. So the idea being, let's find the most energy conservation measures that we can find, whereas those savings that are produced from the new construction of the equipment will offset that debt up to the point where that debt is paid off, and then after that, those savings go to the bottom line of the district. We presented a cash flow overview that shows that over a 20-year period, the district will not be required to invest any capital. In addition to the new equipment that's going to be installed, there's also going to be about a little over $500,000 of expected savings over that period of time. So it's an attractive project from a dollar and cent standpoint. As far as the actual scope of work, there's some HVAC work here at the community center. One specific, the oldest unit on the roof will be completely replaced with a brand new unit. The remaining units will be what we call retrofitted or modified or rebuilt, so to speak, so that they operate more efficiently to save energy, and the lifespan of that equipment gets extended, so you won't have to spend capital to fix those pieces of equipment. You do it later rather than sooner. So that's the HVAC portion. Along with that will come new programmable thermostats. So see
it's,
one in this building.
It's behind the paper. It's behind the paper.
Yeah.
That says don't touch.
Don't touch, right. So those are gonna go away, and this entire facility will get all new pretty sleek, state-of-the-art programmable thermostats with a little digital display. And the intent is to not just create more comfort in the spaces, but reduce the times the equipment is operating when it doesn't need to be operating, so that energy can be saved and dollars can be saved. The information in terms of the temperatures and the set points in different spaces all gets fed into an online software program where, with the username and password, the district is able to access that software platform and check temperatures and spaces and change set points, so the facility folks can be in a remote location, they can actually turn the temperature up or down, things like that. It's just a more modern, more sophisticated system to control temperature and comfort throughout this particular building. Additionally, there are going to be an LED lighting upgrade, so all of the lights in this facility will be upgraded to LEDs. There's two parks, Anuda and Lindbrook, that also have some older lights that are less efficient, so.
Excuse me, so I don't forget, Anuda has been updated.
Oh, it has?
Yeah.
We'll
make that consideration.
We'll cross that one off the list.
Yes.
But our objective was to look everywhere we could and find whatever lights existed that were kind of old and less efficient, replace those with LEDs. By doing that, you're gonna get, you know, a better quality light. A big part of it is
these LEDs don't need to be changed out nearly as much as incandescent or fluorescent lights. So you'll get a high quality light that uses much less energy but lasts significantly longer time. So there'll be less operational cost to maintain that lighting over the period of time. Smart pump controls over at the pool. There's pumps that pump the water through the pool system. By optimizing the controls on those pumps and ramping them up and down, turning them on and off at the appropriate times, we can just make that system operate more efficiently, which will save some energy and extend the life of the system. And then finally, the solar PV. So this building here will receive a whole bunch of panels on the rooftop. I don't know exactly how many, but it's approximately 50 kW system that will generate electricity when the sun is shining. So the idea was to look at energy efficiency first, shrink the load as much as possible, and then try to offset as much of that remaining load with solar generation. And I think over time, that investment in the solar PV is gonna pay strong dividends because energy prices are beginning to skyrocket right now, and the forecast of where energy costs are going in the future, it's only gonna get worse, especially with some of the situations with PG&E. So I think investing in solar at this point kind of protects the district from those rising costs of electricity over time. So that's a summary of the scope of work in general. And this report here, this Energy Services Proposal Report, provides much of the detail behind the specifics associated with the scopes of work, project schedule, the exact dollar savings, things like that. So I just wanted to give you a kind of a high-level overview of what the project looks like. As Mr. Long stated, we are working closely with the California Energy Commission. They have assigned a reviewer to review the loan application to fund the project. They will not fund the project unless they have confidence that the energy savings calculations that are being submitted are going to generate enough dollar savings to offset that cost, because they don't want to loan money out unless they know that they're going to get paid back. So in essence, what that does is it provides some assurity to the district that a third-party company has reviewed those savings, so that when that debt payment comes in, you'll actually be experiencing those savings in the utility bills. So we'll stay close with the reviewer at the Energy Commission, and we don't know how long it's going to take for them to go through that process. I would expect anywhere from a couple weeks to maybe 4 to 6. We're just not sure. It depends on their resources available, but we'll stay close with them. Once they approve the application, district will get notified, and then we'll be ready to move into constructing and actually implementing the work that's described in the project. Once we start kind of shovel ready and break ground, so to speak, ordering material, finishing the engineering, it'll probably be about 6 to 9 months from the starting point until when all of the work is completed, solar panels are installed, power starts getting generated, those types of things. So I'll pause now and open it up for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mm-hmm. Director Hoagland, do you have any questions or comments? Mm-hmm. Mr. Garcia, what do you
need? I have questions. Okay. But are we supposed to open it for public comment?
Do we need to?
Yes.
How do we go about doing that?
Just open the public hearing.
I'm opening this up for public comment. Does anyone have a comment to make in the public?
That's big now.
Okay. Bringing it back to the board.
Close the public hearing.
I'm closing the public hearing and bringing it back to the board.
Ms. Tolton. Okay. I have a question on the loan. You did say that there's no scheduled, you're not expecting the loan to be processed anytime soon? Is that?
Well, it's being processed right now. So mm-hmm. The application has been submitted. They require 24-month utility data, which the district has provided. The loan application has to be filled out. There's some CEQA information, mm-hmm. which is environmental right. stuff. And
how does that affect, there's a date here, December 30, for signing the contract.
Yeah,
how does that affect? That was
our hope, was that we would be able to get through that
so we're
review
moved,
process.
We're,
we'll shift the schedule out.
Okay.
So the schedule will be basically shifted out, and it won't start until the loan gets approved.
Okay. Another question, since you mentioned that, Anura no longer needs the LED lights, does that decrease the amount, or is that already been not included in here?
Oh, at Anuna?
Yeah.
I'm honestly not sure. I mean, I need to, I would have to go back to my team.
Okay, so the price here is contingent upon whether Anuta's
I would say that if our price includes Anuta and that scope of work has already been completed, then we would pull
that out.
So we
will delete, decrease the amount.
Yeah.
How?
And I want to make sure that, I'm sorry, that I didn't mean to interrupt. I want to make sure that our engineer who typed up this report was accurate when he listed it as well. So I think we have a little bit of due diligence to check on that, but. But yeah, if it's not included in our scope of work, we wouldn't charge for that.
Okay. And then, sorry, I have said
that's okay.
One more. When the loan is approved, finally approved, how does the loan get dispersed from the commission to us to you? Does it go from them to us, then to you, or does it go directly to you?
That's a great question. It's on a, it's basically a reimbursement process throughout the project based on invoices. So as our construction team moves through the project, we submit monthly invoices. Those invoices get approved, reviewed and approved by the district, submitted to the California Energy Commission, and then they disperse payment according to those invoices that come in. So it's an ongoing process.
So there's no way that we will be late?
No way that you'd be late. And it's actually, that's a good thing, because there's other financing programs where that we looked into, one specifically through PG&E, where they don't fund any of the project until the whole project is complete. So you actually have to front that money during that construction period. But that's not the case here. The money will flow as the invoices come in.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question.
And then lastly, I know that we have to let the occupants of the buildings know that there will be construction. What about the neighbors? Is there going to be any problems with noise or anything like that? I just wanted to check.
Most the work's going to be done during the day, so you know it's fairly unobtrusive. I mean, swapping out lights and things like that it's pretty quiet and you know doesn't cause much. To get a unit onto the roof, there will be a day where there's what we call a crane pick.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a crane come out, lift that thing up, and drop it down in. I would imagine that would be the biggest distraction in the entire project, but our construction managers are pretty well versed in planning for those. There would be plenty of notification. You know, from a safety perspective, we need to make sure that everyone knows what's going on, because that area gets cleared
especially
off.
Here, because we have a lot of kids here.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would anticipate kind of being a, I don't know if big deal is the right word, but something that would catch people's attention. They're walking around and there's a crane there. Solar panels are pretty unobtrusive. They're going to park in the back and they're going to lift it up and they'll be up on the roof. There could be some noise. I have never actually sat in a building when they were installing solar panels before, so we'll have to have some conversation with the solar provider to so we can anticipate what kind of a construction is going to happen when that happens, and we'll communicate closely with the general manager to make sure that everything that's coming up in the schedule is notified well in advance so there's no surprises.
And it hopefully will not impact our opening of the pool for summer.
Yeah, they're not putting any solar panels at the pool.
It's just this rooftop here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We looked at several options in terms of like carport structures and
mounted
things, but it turned out that this is actually a very sound roof, and from a cost perspective, it's cheaper to install solar panels on an existing surface than to build a new one up. So ultimately, and then the panels up here, they're pretty safe. They're kind of out of sight, out of mind. You don't really see them from down below, so. From a vandalism standpoint, it's a good place to put them. So that's how we ultimately decided on where to stick the panels.
Not to speak for Director Torlakson, but she may have been referring to the pump that's being installed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, the pump?
Yeah, the pool, yeah.
The pump in the pool.
Oh.
Yeah, automation for
we,
that.
We do have a summer
sorry.
Program that's...
Oh, the invasion during the construction.
Yeah.
That's going to be a pretty quick piece. So I would imagine that work will so we would just have to coordinate what that day is. Maybe it's a Saturday, maybe it's an off day, whatever makes sense. We're going to be flexible on things like that. We want to be as less disruptive as possible. So I think that ultimately will just turn into a coordination type activity.
How much more money is it to have the panels be, because it's really cool when you're in a hot area like Bay Point when they have those panels that provide shade for the cars underneath. do them in parking lots? Is that a lot more money?
It's quite a bit more because you're looking at a lot of steel. Mm-hmm. And you also have to go through a DSA approval process.
What is DSA
stand for? Department of Structural Architects.
Yeah,
so it gets a little bit more
and
complicated.
Yeah.
And definitely more expensive because you're buying a lot of steel. Mm-hmm. And the steel's getting more expensive with the tariffs and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's...
It makes sense, but it's a bummer because it gets really hot out here.
Mm-hmm. It does, and we actually considered that when we were doing the project, but it just wasn't cost efficient to do it. Yeah.
I have one more question.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
For solar panels, is there a new solar panel now that when there's a power outage that it could convert into like a generator?
No, but there are battery storage.
Okay.
There's battery
storage.
So is
that included?
It's not part of the project.
Okay.
Batteries is kind of, you know, solar started off as the great thing and costs have come down over time. Batteries kind of the same thing. I was actually just at a conference this morning where they were talking about battery storage being the next wave of technology that almost gets bundled with solar. Right now, batteries are still pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my suggestion would wait a little bit on the batteries and maybe you could explore that down the road. But yeah, the PSPS shutdowns for PG&E,
mm-hmm. yeah.
The way to protect yourself from that would be to install some batteries near somewhere at this facility so that basically when you're harvesting the power in the day, you send it over to the
mm-hmm.
batteries and then you pull it back once the power is no longer available. It's a difficult thing to pencil out right now because of the costs, but it's a viable solution that's kind of coming our way soon, I think is the best way to put it.
So we can add that to the list, the wish list.
We can add it to the wish list. It's
yeah.
interesting though, because at this conference I was at this morning, they were talking about what they call distributed generation, where you create your own power and you store it and you use it locally in like microgrid type scenarios. So communities become less dependent on the transmission lines
right.
that are old and causing fires. And so, but they were saying that the cost of these batteries, to get the equivalent battery in your house compared to what like a Tesla has in the car, the Tesla battery for these cars that are driving around has about 8 or 9 times the storage capacity as a residential home battery that you would buy from a manufacturer. So the theory is that in the future, they're going to be designing electric cars that can plug into the houses. So when there's no power in the house, the battery from the vehicles can feed back into the houses.
How cool is that?
And at schools, when all the buses become electrically generated and the kids aren't being driven around, all of those buses become massive battery storage systems that can feed back into the schools at night and oftentimes.
Wow.
So I think that's where we're heading.
How cool.
But not on this project. Sorry.
Guess we'll need to get a Tesla then. For our director,
guess
you're going to do
it
on DM.
I mean,
right.
Yes, for sure.
thank you.
You're welcome.
Garcia?
No, some of the questions that I was going to ask me, already asked. So
she did.
Good.
You did a good job,
yeah,
Director Torrentson. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Madam Chair, through the chair, I would just like Gabe to maybe highlight the potential savings that we get on this project, because the board is always looking for creative ways
mm-hmm.
to generate capital
yes.
dollars.
Right.
It's the maintenance and operation are usually, you know, supported by tax dollars, but our capital comes in a variety of different ways, the sale of land or a project like this. So we have a loan that we need to repay over a period of time. Now, this is going to be paid for by the money that we're saving on the energy costs. So it's going to be a net zero. However, that may be not quite accurate in the fact that we're going to have some savings with the PG&E spike. And it's going to be a little bit, not a lot, depending on what PG&E does, but it protects us against that. But the real savings are down the road that we have to think in long term. So the loan is going to be for no longer than a 15-year period of time. Now, the panels themselves, the projected in the cost here is actually 5 additional years, which would put us out to the 20-year mark. During that time, those 5 years, there are significant savings the district will realize on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That money actually can go back into capital costs to improve whatever we need to improve.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, it's hard to project, but there's also consideration that those panels may last beyond the 20 years. You may get a little more life out of those than the actual 5 years, even if you get an additional year, that's an additional $80,000 that we can. So this is a strategy not only to reduce the district's carbon footprint, kind of bring us up to date in terms of energy efficiency, but also a strategy over a long period of time, 20-year capital plan to be able to absorb some capital dollars and that to use on projects similar to this if we need to continue with expanding our energy efficiency or whatever the district may decide is needed at that time. So the public should realize that the board is setting a strategy that includes some cost savings over the long term.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd say by the time that loan period expires, if you look at the historical rate increases from PG&E, it's been about 4-ish% per year. It's going to be more. They've already announced close to 10% for next year and another 8% the year after that. So rates are going to go up more than they have in the past. But if you look at that escalation period, by the time this financing period ends, we're projecting that the district will be looking at saving in the ballpark of about $100,000 a year with future energy costs. Just by generating power from the sun instead of paying for it from PG&E.
That's pretty cool.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I have one more question. Sorry.
No.
In here, there's a reference to 1% interest rate for the ECAA program that's being utilized by the district. What does that mean? So that's like 1% of 500,000 is 5,000, right? So what does the 1% mean?
That's under the fiscal implications?
Yeah.
It's similar to a home mortgage. When you borrow money, it's the rate that they charge. So they don't charge any fees. There's no points per se.
Yeah.
There's no origination fees. But they charge 1% interest on the balance of that loan.
So we pay the 1%.
Right, okay. Right. But the savings that are generated will offset those costs.
Yeah, it's additional five.
And that's the loan that we
Yes, that
right.
is.
Once
it's
we
called
get approval.
The Energy Conservation Assistant Act.
Right.
It's a program created by the California Energy Commission specifically to fund these types of projects for special districts.
Very cool.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for coming and seeing me.
My pleasure.
Really
we're looking forward to doing a great project for you.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, too.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
I move that we adopt Resolution 19-20-02 and authorize the General Manager to execute an energy services contract with the name of that company to design and implement a comprehensive energy project in an amount not to exceed $565,000.
I second. Thank you, Director.
Okay, Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye. All right, moving on to committee reports, board comments, items for next month's agenda. Director Hoagland.
Nothing.
Director Garcia.
I have a couple of things.
Okay.
I pulled this visioning workshop paper from March 2015.
Oh.
So I thought it would be a really good thing for us to revisit and maybe do another one.
That's a great idea.
In next March.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that was fun.
I don't remember. Were you here?
Yes. Yes, he was.
So.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Okay. Sounds good. What sounds good to me? Does that sound good?
Sounds
okay.
Good.
All right. Anything else, Ms. Garcia?
I think I put in a call to Jessica about the Form 700. When is that due?
Last year it was due in April. I haven't got an email yet for this year, but it's usually
April.
Right,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And then and I got this email. What did I do with it? And I don't know if it says from Paul's colleague. See, it talks about training, and I thought, well, maybe should I
ask our general manager to see if this is something that we need to take.
Summit for
What's
Civil
the name?
Rights? It's a Summit for Civil Rights.
I don't know who this person is, but it's like, okay, let me pass it on to to Doug and see if it's something that we could take advantage of, or you let us know later. Cool. Thank you. That's all.
Awesome.
Director Torres.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, I was I had the pleasure of attending the tree lighting and the breakfast with Santa. Took pictures, posted them on Facebook through Carrie, and it was so much fun. So thank you, Delano. Our staff was there. They were all helping. Doug came both night, and I think I missed you. We were together at the Santa breakfast, but. Yeah, there was just too many people. So it was fun. I do have a question for Jessica. Oh, the general manager. Election. When is, are we, isn't that coming up in 2020? But it's earlier, correct?
It's in March.
I think it's in March.
It's in March.
And I think a couple of our board members are.
Our board members always run in the general election.
Yeah, are they? Yeah, always.
It's always in November.
It's
in November.
Or midterm.
Okay. So we don't have to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then, what else was I going to ask? I think that was it. The election.
Okay. All right.
No, I have nothing. I did attend the tree lighting. It was wonderful. I really have to say, she put on a really, really nice thing. I got to visit with a lot of the people that I did know in the community, and it was fantastic. Everybody had a really good time. It was really nice taking pictures together. I couldn't make the breakfast because I had a babysit, but I just couldn't make it. But I heard that it was really, really nice, too.
I also wanted to add, Madam Chair, that Lori's four daughters volunteered that day, and they cooked the pancakes. Lori was not feeling well.
Also,
and
they covered for the mama?
She was still here, but the daughters wanted to be sure that she was fine. And I don't know, maybe they must have made like 1,000 pancakes
that
day.
Oh, so many.
Our Girl Scouts have done it in the past.
Yes,
huh?
yes.
And it was worth it.
Members.
I mean, people were very happy. They lined up. We had music. And
so I do have a complaint. For the breakfast, I went to get my pancakes, and the girl goes, one or two? And so I said, I want three. And she goes, that's all you get is two.
Wow.
Next time we'll go to
your diet.
She looked at me like, you're on a carb diet.
No, no. Oh, and I have to commend the Bay Point Youth Academy for being there and volunteering. All these kids were working.
Really?
They were helping out with the pancakes, with cleaning up, with the crafts fair, entertaining the kids.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they were adorable, so. And you were there too with your little kitties.
Yeah, the tree lighting,
Who is Santa?
Yeah, we had two Santas.
No, it was the same one.
Was it this? No,
mm-hmm.
It's a different one. Yes?
Same guy.
Same guy in the tree lighting?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So he was a lap swimmer over in Pittsburgh and started talking with Lori and said he wanted to do volunteer work. He volunteers with vets. He's a veteran himself. And thought he would start, volunteering for the broader community. It was one of those serendipitous things that we were looking for a Santa. And he came
Has
down.
The sheriff
Same one,
snagged
But there, there's only one.
Like,
maybe there's only one Santa. I know.
Yeah,
they
all look like
Yikes.
No,
but I thought they were two different ones. I bet you they were different.
I'm confused.
I know.
I'm
wow.
Let
the minute show there is one Santa.
Thank you.
The minute show.
I said that.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion?
I move we adjourn.
Thank you. Do you have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I second
Merry
that.